Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:40 a.m. Friday, January 29th. It was cold in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift. My name's Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work with restaurant reviews and news. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
Did you hear me talking about the police cars? I just noticed you have new ones, right?
I did. The new design, yeah. The new design.
Cool,
yeah, I know everything about it.
And is this news you can use?
Sure, yeah. I mean, years ago, I actually shepherded the project through to change the to change the design. It was actually my idea. And at the time, Marv Scheer was the deputy chief and John Lewin was the chief. And they thought it was a great idea. But my designs, they thought maybe we should get somebody with a little bit of semblance of art and color. And so they did. We put it out for all the police officers, anybody who has artistic abilities, to submit a design. We created a committee made up of some civilian members of the community, at least one commander and a director who used to be your partner, Robin Robinson.
No kidding.
She was one of the people on the committee, and we voted on which one to design. And the design was that you see out there driving, the new design, was designed by Jennifer Jacobucci, who's a police officer who, last time I talked to her, worked at the airport.
And they're new cars as well, aren't they? Aren't they new?
Well,
they look larger.
They're all Explorers.
Oh, okay.
And we've had Explorers for a little over 5 years at least. And so the new design, I think it makes them look a lot better.
It's cool. Yeah. Okay. Did Robin Robinson, she's very opinionated. Did she weigh in on this?
Well,
I hope she
approved
it.
Everybody voted. I have to say that the one that came in second looked like French police cars, so I'm glad that one didn't. But it's interesting. It was because we had about 20 designs submitted, and it had to go through the fleet and facilities management, a guy named Mark Chapoulis. We had to figure out it had to be the right cost. Because the cost of the design is about $600.
Well, did anybody say, "Well, let's go back to a black and white"?
Yes, there was a design that was black and white, but one of the rules was it had to be the same color scheme. Soft light blue is kind of softer.
Yeah, I think Jack Webb preferred the black and white. I'm looking at this. What is this that you brought in here? And by the way, it's so hard to open these. This must be a diet item because you can't open the package and eat it. What's inside here? What is this?
These are not a diet. These are not on my diet. This is all right. So we actually have four different restaurants, two sweet and two regular restaurants, but they're all at the same place. At 5033 North Elston, used to be a Kmart, and it was Kmart closed down, and it was taken over by a Filipino supermarket named Seafood City. And there's a bunch of little restaurants and cafes and everything attached to Seafood City. Almost all of them are Filipino, except for one of them, which is the Crepe House Cafe, is Serbian. And this was all recommended by Detective Mike Safranovic from 16. And so the Crepe House Cafe, they do sweet and savory crepes with ice cream. It's a real cute little cafe. And then they also have the Red Ribbon Bake Shop, which is a walk-up bake shop, and they have Filipino cakes. And so what I brought in today was Filipino desserts called Mamon, M-A-M-O-N. And the one that you're holding there is Ubi. I think it's ube or Mamon, and it's made out of sweet yam extract, and
wow.
it's purple. It's very purple, but it's chiffon. I mean, it's chiffon and butter. It's
very soft.
Yes, yeah, it's like sponge cake. It's really good, and they also have empanadas at this place. But they're all connected to the Seafood City, and you can walk around and try several of these different little cafes. And one of the things that opened up about almost 2 years ago, I think now. The one problem that he had before the pandemic was it was packed all the time. I mean, the lot was constantly filled. It's amazing how many people went to this Filipino market. What a desire there was for Filipino food.
You know, we have a friend, a Filipino friend, and we've been to her house at parties, and the desserts are always the best.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them, there's some of these mamon, they have cheese on them too. And it's sort of a combination of flavors that's interesting. That it just, I don't know. Filipino desserts, I think, are great, and their cakes are phenomenal.
Well, why do they call this Seafood City? The whole complex is called Seafood City,
right? Yeah, the main store is a grocery store called Seafood City, and they're known for their fresh seafood. And I mean, they have all the weird kind of fish you can't find anywhere else, like milkfish and stuff like that. And you can buy the whole fish, and butterfly it, and for you they'll cut it the way you want it. And it's they have all kinds of Filipino foods in the supermarket, so you can get all kinds of interesting stuff you can't get anywhere else. And what I was gonna say though is it was packed before the pandemic. Now they have it set up on their website where you can basically shop online. They'll bring it out to your car, so you can get a parking space now if you want to go over there and try some of these places.
Seafood City, 5033 North Elston. I'll stop by, see if I can get some fresh alewives from Lake Michigan.
They had some. I just saw those. And I'm looking at them going, no, not alewives.
No, smelt, not alewives. Smelt. Yeah. Not alewives. It's Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And what restaurant did you check out this week?
Well, in the same place, but I was also thinking about, we mentioned smelt at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, smelt fishing is coming up in March. We should go out there. We can work the nets, and Dave Bennett could do the play-by-play until somebody falls in and
smelt play-by-play. Yeah, I'll let you handle that. You guys can do that.
So we're still at the Seafood City Mall area there, the 5033 North Elston. They also have some restaurants, some Filipino restaurants, and I love the names of these places. So one of them is Crispy Town and Grill City.
All right.
And Crispy Town is they obviously do more deep fried crispy stuff, and they have some great deep fried pork belly, which every Filipino restaurant I go on,
you know, as healthy as Marianne is, she likes pork belly.
Really?
I don't know about deep fried, but
well, deep fried is supposed to be pretty healthy. I mean,
no,
yeah, because there's no breading on it. It's just a deep fried.
Okay. All right, and, doctor,
and yeah, anybody who's taking weight loss advice from me, you have serious problems. But Grill City. Is a Filipino barbecue place. So this is more in the terms of, like, they have these grilled skewers with rice that are very good and healthy. And you can get a whole stuffed fish. Now, they have different kinds of fish. Now, and this is a little, like, my wife, I was like, hey, you want to order one of these things? They have the heads on them, so they, yeah, you might
actually,
not
I don't
be
like
used
that.
To it.
I don't like seeing a head of a fish.
You might not be used to that, but it's a full, whole fish that's butterflied, and it's stuffed with vegetables and stuff, and it looks pretty good. And they also have pork skewers along, same thing with rice and different vegetables. And there's a couple other restaurants in this place.
How many restaurants are in this place?
There's Jollibee Chicken, and which is a famous Filipino chain of fried chicken places. And they have a Max's, which they do a whole fried, deep fried chicken for you. You can go there and buy. So it's, there was three bakeries and four restaurants attached to the store.
Wow! All at 5033 North Elston. Huh?
Yep. And then now they also built another mall next door. So you got Target and Ross and Starbucks right there. The whole area from Elston and Lawrence to Elston and Foster is really developing fine. When we come out of this pandemic, they're going to be doing really well over there.
I hope so. We'll get the news here in 6 minutes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have restaurant news for you right now, though. What do you have for us, Lieutenant?
Well, I was going to mention, this is, again, I love when I go on Eater Chicago. the website, they have these great maps every once in a while, usually around the holidays. But for some reason this week, they had Eater Chicago Middle Eastern map. And you can find all the best places around Chicago to get Middle Eastern food.
Now, that's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, there's some... my favorite is Reza up on Clark, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, unfortunately, right near where the carjacking was this past morning. But Reza's...
Up in Edgewater, right? They had two in Edgewater after midnight, you know.
But Reza's is great, Middle Eastern food. And then, of course, Devon Avenue is a lot of fun.
Got everything there on Devon. Yeah. And even though we're in this pandemic, some people have the chutzpah, as they say, at the Jefferson Park Police Station to open a restaurant.
Yeah, and I love this story because not only is this guy optimistic enough to open a restaurant, but Doug Saltis is opening RPM, which has a fried, not fried, is it grilled octopus on the menu. So this is going to be Greek food. It's called Andros Tavern. Or Zandro's Taverna, but it's going to have Greek food, and they have a big picture of the grilled octopus right there on the story, which I...
You're saying that in honor of producer Vivian the Greek, whose birthday is Sunday, right?
Right. So
that's pronounced Taverna.
Taverna. I'm sure they have ouzo there, too, which is... We're going to see a big shortage of ouzo after this weekend, I think.
Of course.
She's too old for Malort now.
Well, I wanted to mention, before you give us your next item, they had this story about the Google Trends across America to figure out the favorite comfort food of each state. And you know what it was here in Illinois? Grilled cheese. Michigan was chicken noodle soup. Wisconsin was chicken and mushroom soup. And Indiana, biscuits and gravy.
You know, speaking of grilled cheese, I don't understand those Google Trends because, but if you look up grilled cheese on YouTube, you know, YouTube will teach you how to do anything better than what you're doing it now.
Yep.
And there is a fantastic video on how to make grilled cheese by that chef with the English accent that has the shows where he's mean to people. I can't remember the name of them now. But just look up how to make the best grilled cheese, and he does it with... I mean, it shows you how to make these great grilled cheese sandwiches. And also see the movie Chef with Jon Favreau. He does a great job of making a grilled cheese sandwich there.
Gordon Ramsay is the guy, right? And then you wanted to mention one other place on Wells, I think?
Right, yeah.
You all right? Everything okay?
Well Street Market closed down. I wanted to say what was in there before.
Okay.
And there's a Kitchen United Mix, which is going to be a ghost kitchen, which is going to be the big new fad. It's taken off during the pandemic, and they're going to have a bunch of different places that you can order from, all cooking out of the same place. I think this is going to go on even after the pandemic. You're going to be able to order any kind of food from a lot of these different places in your neighborhood. So this is one of them, 222 North Wells. And they're going to be opening soon. So
let's just hope our friends survive, and then they can reopen and we can enjoy not only the food but the social aspect of restaurants. Lieutenant, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to get some sleep. I'm so tired because I got my first dose of the vaccine. Thank you for the Chicago Department of Health for that. So
feeling okay?
Everybody should get the vaccine when you can.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out.